British Prime Minister Tony Blair is coming under increasing pressure to set a date for his departure. Today, six junior members of his government resigned to protest his refusal to set a resignation date. Those resignations come amid intense media speculation about how long Blair will remain in office. Joining me now to talk about Blair's tenure is NPR's London correspondent Rob Gifford. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
So, Rob, Prime Minister Blair has announced that he will not seek a fourth term already. He has another 3 years to go in this term. So what impact will these resignations and this pressure have on his government?
Well, these resignations are just the latest in a whole string of demands that he stepped down. The six junior members who've stepped down today were part of a group who wrote a letter to Tony Blair demanding that he does name a date. As you say, he doesn't have to step down yet, but he has said he will in order to give his successor time in the run-up to the next election in 2009. The problem now is that the pressure is building so much on him, with leaks of memos from within government, and now with these resignations, that suggestions that he might have held on until next summer are now being questioned, because some people are saying that, well, if he's really going to step down next summer, he's going to be too much of a lame duck, and even some people are saying, why doesn't he just go now and get it over with?
And the point for that would be to help his own party.
That's right, because at the moment there is a bit of a media frenzy here, and it should be said that the general populace are perhaps not in as much of a frenzy about it as the various media outlets, but certainly there is a lot of uncertainty in Britain about where the party is going, and it makes the Labour Party look a little bit off kilter. It looks as though Tony Blair's not really in control. There's a sort of slight imbalance in government where no one's sure what's happening. And this is why some people are saying, look, for goodness sake, let's just put everyone out of their misery and for the sake of the party, so that they can go on and win the next general election, step down now and hand over to the finance secretary, Gordon Brown.
Now, one British newspaper today published an actual date for Blair's departure. That was July 26, 2007. What's that all about?
Well, yes, as I say, I mean, it's all sort of leak and counter-leak in the London media at the moment. They say they had a source within the British government who was saying that was going to be the date. Then a close ally of Tony Blair's gave an interview to the BBC yesterday saying that the general wisdom is that he'll be gone by next fall, and that received wisdom was probably not wide of the mark, and really hoping to head off this whole debate that has now happened today by actually hinting indirectly that, yes, he would be gone by next summer. But actually, instead, it's almost like it's opened more of a floodgate.
And just very briefly, does this have any effect on policy, this level of lame duckness?
I think, generally speaking, probably not. It's more to do with the image, that it makes them look as though they're in a mess. And that obviously isn't good for the Labour Party.
Rob, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
NPR's London correspondent, Rob Gifford.